很高兴能够再一次在正道的时候与大家一起分享神的话语。
Good morning. I'm very happy that I can share with God's words this morning.
今天我要与大家一起分享的题目是在患难中的感恩。
Today, I would like to share with you the topic of gratitude and adversity.
我们都明了，我们也亲身经历。2020年是一个患难多事的一年。
We can probably all agree that 2020 has been a very distressed and a year of tribulations.
大环境带来的负面冲击，连带的许多个人和家庭当中的遭遇，也同样的进入一个负面的状态。
The impact from the global scale has had a domino effect to our personal lives on a small scale.
都让我们喘不过气来，不是吗？
From these stress, it's hard to catch a breath.
然而就在这种情况底下，圣经却告诉信徒们要常常喜乐，不住祷告，凡事谢恩。
And it's during this time, the Bible tells us to rejoice always, pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances.
但是处在患难中的我们要诉苦都来不及了。还有什么好谢恩的呢？
So the Bible tells us to give thanks in circumstances, and with everything that's going on, we don't even have time to release our stress and burden. So, what do we have to, thanks?
人在困境中已经很痛苦了，难道还要为了宗教的理由做表面牵强的一种感谢吗？
We're already suffering and in pain. Do we have to give a superficial gratitude for religious reasons?
那感谢的动力和缘由到底真正的原因是什么呢？
So what is the motivation and the reason for our gratitude?
让我们今天从圣经中的约瑟故事来得到一些的启发。
So let us learn from the story of Joseph.
约瑟是谁呢？
Who is Joseph?
约瑟是他父亲雅各在四个妻妾中所宠爱的拉结所生的第一个儿子。
He was the firstborn of Rachel, whom his father Jacob loved among the four wives.
而在所有雅各的儿子当中，他是排行第老十一。
He was the 11th son among all of Jacob's children.
雅各非常重视约瑟，宠爱约瑟。同时也因为这样子引起约瑟哥哥们的不满。
Jacob valued and spoiled Joseph to the point where it caused jealousy among his brothers.
而约瑟自己也傻傻单纯的把自己曾经做过的一个梦境告诉他家人听，这梦境的场景是他会高人一等。
And Joseph, without thinking, to himself, bluntly told a dream that he had to his family. In the dream, he appeared to be higher than everyone else.
约瑟在十七岁的时候就被同父异母的哥们因为记恨他，就合谋把他卖给路过的商队为奴。
At the age of 17, his half-brothers sold him into slavery due to their jealousy and hatred to a slave merchant.
这商队又继续把他卖到埃及，埃及中的一个法老王的守卫队长波提法的手下为奴隶。
And then the slave merchant sold him to Potiphar as a slave, and Potiphar was a captain of Pharaoh's guard.
当他在波提法家中做奴隶的时候，却受到他主人波提法的器重，升他为家里的总管。
Potiphar respected him and promoted him to a higher servant in the family.
却在这个同时，波提法的妻子却看到俊美年轻的约瑟，就想要勾引他。
Unexpectedly, Potiphar's wife wanted to seduce the young and handsome Joseph.
约瑟不从，反而因此引发波提法妻子的诬陷，最后入狱。
But Joseph refused and was framed by Potiphar's wife. And he was thrown in jail because of this.
在入狱期间，他被典狱长所赏识，居然 是一个犯人的他，能够在监狱中当中负起了管理的职分。
While he was in jail, he was appreciated by the warden and was given the responsibility of overseeing the entire jail.
他曾经安慰下到监狱里的一个酒镇，并为他解梦。
He had the opportunity to comfort a cupbearer whom was thrown in jail and helped him interpret his dreams.
他也告知这个酒镇，他自己是被冤枉入狱的。
He told the cupbearer he was framed and he was innocent.
三天以后，这个酒镇被释放出去，却忘记也失信，忘记为约瑟来平反。
3 days later, the cupbearer was released from prison. But yet he had forgotten about Joseph.
约瑟继续被长期监禁。
So because of this, Joseph continued to be in prison for a long period of time.
之后，酒镇突然想起，并推荐他来协助法老王去解梦。
Later, the cupbearer remembered Joseph and recommended him to the Pharaoh to interpret his dreams.
就在约瑟30岁的时候，他获得法老任命为埃及的宰相。
So by the age of, at the age of 30, Joseph was appointed as the prime minister of Egypt by the Pharaoh.
在约瑟从17岁到30岁的年日中
，between the years of ages of 17 to 30,
约瑟经历过被排斥、被嫉妒、被出卖、被背叛、被弃绝、孤独、受羞辱。诬陷被遗忘的多重打击。
Joseph during this time experienced rejection, betrayal, abandonment, loneliness, humiliation, and he was framed and he was forgotten.
并且他被逼迫进入一个新的文化，并且要学习一个新的语言。
In addition, he was forced into a new culture and learned a new language.
如果在这一些种种经历下，他还有值得感恩的事情的话
，if he has something to be grateful for under these experiences，
这样一定也能帮助我们今天以感恩的心来面对我们今日的难处跟挑战。
It will certainly help us face our own difficulties today with gratitude。
因此，我们今天一起来学习，我们可以从约瑟的故事当中学到什么。
Let's see what we can learn from the story of Joseph.
乃是在难处当中要感
恩。That we need to be grateful during
adversity. 其中一样是因为这可以坚固我们对神的信
心。Because it is in this time that we can strengthen our faith in God.
约瑟的父亲非常宠爱他儿子约瑟，但是他能为约瑟计划出最大的远景。也不过就是让这个孩子成为他12个儿子当中的首位。
Joseph's father loved Joseph so much, but the biggest vision he could have planned for Joseph was to only make him first among his brothers.
但是这样的计划，约瑟哥哥们他们满心不服。
But at the same time, Joseph's brothers were full of discontent with their father's plan.
但是我们却看到神更爱约瑟。
However, we see here that God loves Joseph even more.
神的计划乃是要培育约瑟，让约瑟成为几百万人的领袖。
His plan was to mold Joseph and let Joseph be the leader among millions of people.
并且让所有这些人对约瑟的带领心服口服啊。
And everyone felt that he was worthy to lead them.
原来神的眼光，神的计划是超过人的计划10万倍、100万倍啊。
God's plan is higher than man's plan from 100 times to 1 million times over.
是所有在其中的当事人，在当时是无法想象、无法理解的。
This is unimaginable and incomprehensible.
所以说，真的，神的意念是高过人的意念。高到一个地步，会让当事人在其中觉得毫无道理，到最后只能凭信心相信神。
So we see here that God's will be higher than man's will, to the point where we feel that's unreasonable or uncomprehendable, that we can only rely on faith.
我相信约瑟年轻的时候，他所信靠的是他的爸爸。
I believe that when Joseph was young, he put his trust in his father.
他爸爸自己也觉得有把握，能够把一切自己最好的供应给约瑟。
His father himself felt confident that he could give Joseph the best of everything.
但是当约瑟被孤独地卖到异地的时候，
But when Joseph was being sold to a foreign land alone,
约瑟非得操练把一生的信靠现在转移和专注到神身上了。
He began to refocus his trust in God alone.
他不会把信心建立在自己身上。
He would not trust himself.
他深知自己在困境中的无力。
He realized in the midst of trouble that he's powerless.
他也了解，也认知他无法再信靠他的爸爸。
And he also realized that he couldn't trust his father anymore.
不是他爸爸不爱他，不是他爸爸不值得他去信靠。
It's not that his father is not trustworthy.
而是他爸爸就算再爱他，对他再有长远的计划，他爸爸不知道他被卖了。
It's that even though his father loves him and has a plan for him, his father was not able to foresee that he was being sold and didn't even know he was being sold.
他爸爸不知道他现在在哪，他爸爸也没有能力去救他。
His father didn't know where he was and he didn't have the ability to save him.
他爸爸也不能永远一直的在他身旁。
And he was also unable to be by his side all the time.
在这个时候，约瑟知道他自己和自己的爸爸都不过是有限的人而已。
Both Joseph and his father are limited in what they can do, and they're only merely men.
只有全知全能无所不在的神才是他能够信靠的对象。
Only God who is omniscient, omnipotent, and omnipresent is whom he can trust.
只有在完全孤独无助此种的情况底下，约瑟才能把头脑在过去对神的认知，现在转换成一种生命的体验。
Only in a complete loneliness and helpless environment can Joseph transform his knowledge of God into a life experience.
那他现在要学习操练对神到底信靠什么呢？信神什么东西呢？
So what exactly did Joseph believe in God?
他信这一位全能公义的神是掌管一切的神。
He believed that his almighty and righteous God is in control of all.
凭着约瑟这样的信心，就塑造出他以下的一些特性。
So with this faith, he was molded with the following characteristics.
当每当约瑟想起那些陷害他的人和一切他不能掌控不公义的人事物的时候，他怎么办呢？约瑟就把这一切都交托给神。
When Joseph faced his enemies and to the people who were unrighteous, these people were out of his control. So Joseph entrusted them to God.
他让神去处理，让神去审判。
And he let God deal with them and judge them.
马可福音十一章二十五节，这边说：“你们站着祷告的时候，若想起有人得罪你们，就当饶恕他，好叫你们在天上的父也饶恕你们的过犯。”
In Mark chapter 11 verse 25, it says, "And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you in your sins."
也就是说，耶稣在这边说。我们所做的事就是饶恕，放掉，饶恕别人。
It says here we just need to forgive and forget.
在罗马书十二章十九节，保罗也继续讲到：亲爱的弟兄，不要为自己伸冤，宁可让步，听凭主怒，因为经上记着说，主说：伸冤在我，我必报应。
It says in Romans chapter 12, verse 19, Do not take revenge, my dear friends, but leave room for God's wrath. For it is written, it is mine to avenge, I will repay, says the Lord.
就是有关公义审判的事情，抛给神吧，让神去处理吧。
So if there's any discontent or any thing that's in terms of revenge, we let God deal with it.
我们一起想想，如果约瑟不懂得去饶恕，然后用信心把这一切的冤枉、冤屈都交给神的话。
If Joseph didn't know how to forgive and entrust all his hurt to God by faith.
那他对他哥哥给他的出卖。
From his brother's betrayal.
商对买卖奴隶的恶行。
The evil trading of the slaves by the merchants.
他主人波提法妻子对他的诬陷。
Being framed by Potiphar's wife.
结果他主人波提法又不信任他，不给他机会申诉。
And in this, he lost his trust with Potiphar, and Potiphar didn't even give him a time to defend himself.
以及埃及法律当中的未审先判。
And from the Egyptian law, you are guilty until proven innocent.
以及久正对他的背信。
And also being forgotten by the cupbearer.
这些零零总总对约瑟的伤害，足以让他天天失眠。
All these things, if you were to dwell, it would eat him alive.
全人生会全然瘫痪，他会活生生的被这些怨恨和苦毒所吞灭。
All these experiences and harm was enough to make him sleepless every night and completely paralyzed.
人会被这些事情活生生的给气死啊，也不足为奇。
You know, we can be eaten alive by all those resentments and bitterness.
但是他后来没有找任何一个人报复算账。
But he didn't find anybody to revenge.
代表他已经饶恕一切伤害过他的人。
Which means he has forgiven them.
把审判的事就抛给神。
And he lifted it all to God.
把伤痛也倾诉于神。
All the pain, he's also given to God.
把不能掌控的事就交托给神。
And things out of his control, he gave to God.
他有信心知道神会去处理的。
And he knows in his heart that God will deal with it.
处理什么？就是处理那些他没办法掌控的事。
To deal with what? The things that he cannot control.
他不数算人的恶，也不重复的一直回想计算他自己经历的不幸。
To not dwell on it and to give it all to him, to God.
他只要尽力做好眼前可以做好的那一份。
He only needs to do what's best with things that he can control.
这是多么轻松释放的一个心态。
This is a relaxed state of mind.
愿意你我，我们都有这样的信心。
You and I need such confidence and trust.
如果神是掌管一切的话，
If God is in charge of everything,
如果约瑟对这个有这个认知的话，那他今天所经历的风暴，皆是神所允许的，不是吗？
So if God is in charge of everything, that means all the stormsThat happens were permitted by God.
甚至有可能就是神为他计划的一部分。
And you could even say it was part of his plan.
我相信约瑟在接二连三的困难中，他一定有祈求祷告神的，求神来救他的。
I believe Joseph must have prayed to God to rescue him in the midst of troubles.
但是奇怪的是，却每况愈下。
However, ironically, it keeps getting worse.
那他要如何调和祷告与现实的状况发展的不符呢？
So how can he reconcile prayer with the situation?
我们不是也经常遇到这样的情况吗？
Don't we often encounter similar situations?
我们在难处当中，我们求神啊，救我们，哎，但是奇怪了，情况没有更好，反而更糟。
Often in the midst of adversity, we pray to God, asking Him for help. But sometimes it seems like things get worse.
这个时候，我确认约瑟他一定是操练了他的信心。
I believe Joseph must have practiced his faith and believe God has his will.
相信神必有他的意思。
That God has his will.
他相信神有他做事的方法。
He believed God has his own method of doing things.
他相信环境乃是神的一种工具。
He believes that the circumstances are tools of God.
因此，当他不巧想救约瑟的大哥不在的时候，结果就在那个时刻，约瑟被其他的哥哥给卖了。
Therefore, unexpectedly, when Joseph's brother Reuben wanted to save him, Joseph was sold when Reuben wasn't around.
不料，约瑟以为他主人的房子里面没有人的时候，他去做事的时候，结果他主人的太太出现了，要勾引他，最后反然来诬陷他。
Unexpectedly, when Joseph thought there was no one in the house, his master's wife appeared to seduce him and finally framed him.
不料他所帮助的那个酒镇出了监狱之后，结果就好端端的给他把他给忘了。
And unexpectedly, the cupbearer that he helped had also forgotten about Joseph after he left the jail.
在人的眼里，所有的不巧、不妙、不料，但是在神的计划中，那绝对不是不巧、不妙、不料，而是刚刚好。
In the eyes of humans, these are unexpected and unfortunate circumstances. But in God's plan, in his eyes, they are not unexpected, they are not unfortunate, but rather they are perfect.
神关门有他的美意，开门也有他的意思。
When God opens a door, he has his will. When God closes a door, he also has his will.
约瑟学习也开始了解神在掌权。
Joseph has learned that God is in control.
他必须有个信心，知道神他必有长远的计划和美意，只是他现在不能明了罢了。
God must have a long-term plan and good intentions. It's just that Joseph could not comprehend at that moment.
对神有信心，就是知道他正在安排一切。
If you have faith in God and know He is arranging everything,
我们人就不会浮躁，朝三暮四，也不会懊恼，而是坦然、淡定。
Then you won't feel upset during the ups and downs in life, or feel regretful.
并且在每一个环境当中来学习成长。
But rather, you'll be calm and learn from every circumstances.
你的生命中有很多令人懊恼的过错吗？
Do you have any upsetting and misfortunate situations?
或错过一些事情，或者你觉得你的婚姻，或者你的工作，你的房子，你现在所在的地方，好像是一个不对的地方，不对的时机，不对的人吗？
It may be your marriage or your career or different aspects of your life that you feel it's not going well.
请记得，那也许正是神计划当中的刚刚好。
But let's try to remember these circumstances, these experiences might be God's plan and it is perfect.
我们要学习为这些刚刚好来期待以及准备后续的发展。
We need to learn to expect the consequences for those perfect outcomes and not to be upset.
而不是懊恼。患难也使人非谦卑不可。
We learn to be humble through suffering.
让人学习对神开始有信心。
We need to have faith in God.
这是一条使人不骄傲，却开始有勇气并且欢喜承担任何挑战的一条道路。
So we need to have faith in adversity and helplessness so people are not proud, but to have courage to take on these challenges.
在困境当中的时候，你会发现任何小小的机会或者大的挑战都值得去尝试。因为什么？因为已经没有什么好损失的。There's nothing to lose.
In the smallest or biggest opportunities in life, it's deemed better than being stuck in distress because there's nothing to lose.
若在顺境里人有机会有成功的话，会以为是自身的努力而换来的，我们就骄傲了。
Sometimes, during the good times, people's success may let people think it's their own efforts and produce pride.
约瑟虽然在患难中，却发现他可以从基层好好的做，做到总管。
Although Joseph was in adversity, he gladly took the responsibilities from the lowest level to the highest level.
就算是最低等、下层、没有前途的工作和服饰，他依然尽力努力做多一点，做更好一点，把它做得完美一点。
Even in the lowest level job or service with no future, he did more and better according to his own efforts.
以至于一旦有更大的责任位置来的时候，他也有勇气去承担。
And once the opportunity of a higher position was available, he also took it on with courage.
只有在此情况当中的时候，他发现每一个机会不论大小都是神的恩典。命定和安排。
He knew that every opportunity, big or small, was destined and arranged by God.
不是一个无可奈何、被迫他必须要接受的一种职位。
Rather, it was not something that he was forced into.
今天，就算你我在患难中当中。
Today, even if you and I were in trouble.
今天，如果有个大挑战来了。
And there were big challenges or opportunities.
请问你我有勇气欢欢喜喜的去承担吗？
Will you take on this with courage and take it?
还是说我们的眼光是看自己觉得我已经够惨了，够可怜了，够软弱了，何必自找麻烦呢？
Or will it be like, we're already miserable enough, why bother?
人常直问也质疑，如果真的有神，如果神真的是爱我，为什么向神祷告祈求神，神却往往没有把我的难处移走呢？
People often question if there is a God, and God, if God really loves me, why pray to God and ask God? Why doesn't he remove our difficulties?
这是一个非常合情合理的问题。
This is actually a reasonable doubt.
但是神往往的旨意是要我们在患难当中来成长。
But God often wants us to be in difficult situations where we have the opportunity to grow.
让加添给我们力量，让我们有能力去越过难关，去超越难处，而不是把我们的难处给拿走。
And when we grow, it will strengthen our faith and overcome, when we overcome,this obstacle rather than having him remove it for us.
我还记得我小时候，我们家门口有一条大水沟。
I remember when I was young, there was a big water trench outside our house.
有的时候进出家门的时候，我一不小心走路就会掉进那个水沟里面。
Sometimes I would fall into this trench accidentally.
但是很奇怪，两年以后那个大水沟变成一条小水沟了。
Ironically, 2 years later, this big trench became a small trench.
那个水沟比我的脚掌还小。
The trench was smaller than my foot.
我觉得好奇怪啊。
Why?
原来水沟的大小它没有变，但是我长大了。
I realized the size of the trench did not change. Rather, I grew up.
在困境和失意中，我可以选择懊恼、积怨或放弃。
In the midst of the stress, I can choose to be upset and have resentment and give up.
那我可能就让自己停留在一个依然是小孩子的状态。
And I would be remained in a childlike situation or mindset.
或者我可以选择相信这一些都是神赐给我，要我这个人能够成长的一种安排。
Or I can believe that this is an arrangement given to me by God to learn to entrust and face with courage.
让我学习来交托和用勇气来承担。
That I can pursue life and move forward with courage.
你我可以选择在此环境当中，可以说我选择下沉或沉浸于悲哀。
You and I have the choice to choose to indulge in sadness.
让我们不断地耗损我们自己的生命，或者抓紧这样的机会来成长、学习、来信靠神。
So if we indulge in sadness, it'll consume our lives, or we can seize the opportunity to grow and learn to trust God and be grateful for His opportunity.
但是我必须要承认，这个过程是很痛苦的。
But I must admit,
但是在这种痛苦当中，如果我们知道我们可以成长的话，我们要为这样的机会来感恩。
I must admit, during this whole process, this journey, it's very hard. But if I can become better, at the end, then it is worth it.
所以我们在此时，神要借着患难来坚固我们对神的信心。
So we need to be grateful for these situations in our lives.
然后下一个我们可以学的哦，是我们学习我们的眼界被提升了。
So the next thing that we can learn from this is elevating our vision and our hope.
在患难中，我们也因为神可以提升我们基督徒的眼界和盼望呢，我们要感恩呢。
To be grateful in trouble because this is the moment God can elevate the hope of Christians.
根据医学研究，当有人有下述的几项同时发生在他生活当中的时候，是最容易进入忧郁症的一个危机。
According to medical research, people are most likely to enter into a depression when a few of the following items occur at the same time.
就是他被否定的时候。
He's being denied.
或者长期感到对环境失控，他无力的时候。
When they have a long-term loss of control or powerless.
或者他发现他前面没有方向的时候。
To have no direction ahead or no guidance.
或者他感觉到被背叛，他孤立，被孤立，他孤单，害怕的时候。
When they are betrayed or lonely, scared and have fear.
或者认为这一切现在的所有情况都是因为自己犯了错所导致的。一个悲剧。
Or they feel guilty because they always think that the problem is with them.
重度的忧郁会导致自己对未来丝毫没有盼望，生命已经没有继续下去的意义了。
So severe depression will lead to no hope for one's future. Life has no meaning to continue.
特别在一个客观的一个患难当中。
Especially during a time of adversity.
除非有一个盼望能够重新的成为他生命的动力，让他再一次活起来。
Unless there is a hope that becomes the driving force of their lives again.
约瑟他的处境几乎符合了上列所有会导致忧郁症的项目。
Joseph's situation almost meets all of the items above in terms of depression.
那他到底有什么盼望让他有动力继续往前呢
？So what hope does he have to keep him going？
好几年来，我读到《创世纪》约瑟故事的时候，我总是有一件事不明白。
For several years, when I read the story of Joseph in Genesis, I often felt perplexed.
神为什么要在他年轻的时候就让他做一个他的哥哥？做一个梦，是梦见他哥哥的麦子会给他的麦子下败的这样的梦。
Why did God give Joseph dreams that his brother's wheat will bow down to his wheat？
啊，这何必呢
？Why bother？
因为傻傻的约瑟就把这个梦就跑去跟他哥哥分享，啊，这些哥哥们听了当然会生气嘛。
So Joseph bluntly and sillyshared his dream to his brothers. And of course, his brothers would be upset.
但是我后来渐渐明白。
But then I gradually understood.
原来这个梦后来能够成为约瑟在他人生黑暗的低谷里一道曙光。
That his dreams were the seed of hope for Joseph.
借着这个梦，神让约瑟明了，不论他现在是奴隶，是在洞里面，或在监牢里面，他所有的遭遇，这些都不是永久的。
God made Joseph understand that whether he was in a pit or as a slave in a prisoner or in jail, it was not permanent.
这些只不过是他生命当中的小站罢了。These
are all small speed bumps on his journey of life.
他是有一个荣耀的未来的。And
he has a glorious future that waits for him.
而这个盼望是出自于神，让约瑟可以支撑度过每一个难关。
This hope only comes from God, so that Joseph can continue to overcome every difficulties in his life.
那今日你我基督徒，我们的盼望是什么呢？
So Christians today, what is our hope?
也许我们先讨论一下，来先来想想，盼望不是什么。Maybe
first we can look at what hope is not.
真的盼望不是乐观，不是想象，不是妄想。
Hope is not optimistic, it's not an imagination, and it's not delusional.
这一些梦想可以，也许可以暂时的让我们自我催眠，不落入忧郁。These
dreams may temporarily hypnotize oneself from falling into depression, or even bring temporary happiness.
甚至有暂时的快乐，但是一个没有实底的根据的盼望是虚的，它是像迷幻药一样的。
But this is unfounded hope. It's empty. It's like a sedative drug.
是像一张会跳票的空头支票。It's
like a check that bounces.
可能会把人带入以后进入一个更大的失望。And
later on down the road, it might actually bring more disappointment in the future.
也许有些人不用这一类的盼望，他把盼望呢建立在别人的改变上面。
Often many people put their expectations and hopes on others.
也许希望自己的老板会改变，自己的同事会改变，或者说希望自己的先生、太太会改变。Changes
like, you know, we wanted to change, whether it be our employer or our co-workers, colleagues, or even our spouse.
对不起，你一定会失望，到最后会绝望。Sorry,
you will eventually be disappointed and finally despair.
而盼望也不能建立在所谓的经济走向，更不用说股票、工作或者地位、政治、文化等等的现象上。
And we cannot base our hope on economic trends, stocks, jobs, status, politics, or culture.
因为历史已经实实在在告诉我们，这一些东西是一定会变的。
Because history tells us that all these variables will change.
我不知道在座你我或者我们自己的父母或者长辈有没有高血压的毛病。
I don't know if you or your family members have a problem with high blood pressure.
我们自己家族就有高血压。
We have people in our family with high blood pressure.
有高血压的人 他每天早上起来一定是做第一件事是什么呢？他就是量血压。So
people with high blood pressure, what's the first thing they do in the morning? They consciously just take their blood pressure every morning.
但是不幸的是，当他一发现他血压高的时候，他那一天的心情就紧张了。So
if they take the blood pressure and it is high, they get nervous and worried.
结果血压更高了。Hence,
by being worried. Their blood pressure is even higher.
结果那一天的心情和身体状况就跟着当天的血压来走。So
the mood for the rest of the day will follow, you know, the blood pressure of the day.
所以我们再来看，当人生的盼望是建立在一个虚的东西的上面的时候，最后会垮台的。So
when the hope of life is based on empty things, it will eventually collapse.
而如果建立在是一个不稳定、一直浮动的东西上面的时候，我们整个人就会浮躁不定。If
we base off uncertainties, life will be impetuous.
那约瑟和基督徒真正的盼望是什么东西呢？
So what is the real hope of Joseph and Christians?
保罗在罗马书第5章1到5节这边说道。
In Romans chapter 5, verse 2 to 5, it says here,
我们又借着他因信进入现在所站的这恩典当中，并且欢欢喜喜盼望神的荣耀。不单如此，也在患难当中也是欢欢喜喜的，因知道患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望不至于羞愧，因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Romans chapter 5:2-5 says, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we boast in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also glory in our sufferings, because we know that suffering produces perseverance, perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us.
以弗所书第一章十二节，保罗继续在这边说到，叫他的荣耀，就是神的荣耀，从我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得到称赞。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 12 says, in order that we who were first to put our hope in Christ may be for the praise of his glory, might be for the praise of his glory.
所以我们在这两节经文当中，我们看见都有一个盼望，这个盼望是什么呢？
So in both verses, we see that there is hope. What is this hope?
原来基督徒的盼望是至终有一天神的荣耀会借着我们的生命彰显出来。
It turns out that this hope of Christians is that one day the glory of God can be manifested through our lives.
这是神给我们的启示，是实质的盼望。
This is God's revelation. It's hope with foundation.
这个代表说什么？也就是说，我们是神手中的一件艺术品，是他经由他不断的雕琢，最后我们这个人以至于能够见证他自己的荣耀。
This is to say, we are pieces of artwork in God's hand, and through continuous molding,in the end, we can witness his own glory.
我们家房子入口的地方呢，有一块水泥台。
We have a cement patio in our front entrance.
哇，那个水泥台，我搬来的时候就看见，哇，它做的又平又漂亮。
When I moved in, I noticed that this cement patio was very flat and beautiful.
然后这个水泥台的角落呢，哎，我就。后来发现呢，有一个细小的签名在上面。
And I noticed that in the corner of the slab, there was a small signature.
当我看到的时候，我觉得非常的纳闷，觉得为什么在水泥块上面会有一个名字在那里。
When I first saw this, I thought it was awkward. Why is there a signature on this patio?
难道是以前屋主的吗？代表这房子是他的吗？
Was it the original owner's signature?
后来我跟同事聊天才了解到，原来在这里有一个有一个传统，就是一个好的水泥匠常常会在他的成品上签上自己的名。
Later, I asked a colleague of mine, and I understood that a good cement maker often signs his name after his finished product.
他为他的成品骄傲，因为这成品展现了他工作的精美。是他的荣耀。
He's proud of his work. This represents his masterpiece.
我们每一个人人生阶段，当我们经历患难的时候，都是神在精心打造我们的一个过程和工具。
Every trial in every part of our lives are tools used by God to mold us.
保罗在罗马书这边告诉我们，若不经历这患难，就生不出神要我们有的。那一种忍耐。
And it says here in Romans, without going through, you know, patience, we cannot produce the character that God wants us to have.
不经过这样的一种忍耐，就生不出神要我们拥有的那一种的品格。而这个品格就是最终艺术品的特征之一。
And this character that it says here, is one of the life's attributes of God's final masterpiece.
是神的签名。
It's his signature.
若没有这个品格，我们接下来就无法去体会 和认知我们人生当中真正的盼望。
And without this character, we cannot realize the true hope of our lives.
患难是让我们真实地去了解和体会这盼望的首要条件。
Suffering is the first condition for us to truly understand and comprehend and appreciate this hope.
当我们明白我们是神最终要彰显荣耀的一个可贵的艺术品的时候。
When we understand that we are God's ultimate, glorious masterpiece.
而每个患难都是他雕琢的工具的时候。
And that every adversity that we go through is a tool for him to mold us.
我们就比较容易能够欣然的来接受患难了。
That we will gladly accept this adversity.
在每一个逆境当中，我们开始去尽力做好我们眼前可以做好的事情。
And in everything that we do, we will do it well with every situation.
并且今天做的要比昨天做的更好。
And that today we will do better than yesterday.
因为我们做的每一个决定都在影响未来成品的品质。
Because every decision of ours, affects the quality of our future's finished product.
并且越在困难当中所做出的正确决定和努力，越对将来成品的影响越大。
So the more difficult the situation, with the correct decision and effort will bring us greater impact on our finished product.
困境使我们能够提升我们从对地上的盼望转向到属天的盼望。
Difficulties, will enhance our hope from an earthly to a heavenly, view.
进而提升我们内在的品格，使我们能够更坚强，更有韧性，更宽广，有这样的一种心胸。
And also enhance our inner character so that we can have a stronger and broader mindset.
试想，如果约瑟在内的品格没有被塑造，然后就马上被提升做宰相的话。
Imagine if Joseph's inner character was not shaped at that time, and he was, promoted to prime minister.
他这样的人生结果可能比他做监牢还要辛苦。
This might have been more difficult for him than him when he was in prison.
圣经告诉我们，约瑟后来他为他整个之前所受的苦难来感恩。
The Bible tells us Joseph gives thanks for his previous sufferings.
在他后来遇到他哥哥们的时候，约瑟对他哥哥们说，不要害怕，我岂能代替神呢？你们过去的意思是要害我，但是神的意思原是好的。
When Joseph, was in front, met his brothers, he said to them, don't be afraid. Am I in the place of God? You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good.
也就是说，神非常明了，所有的经历，他知道都是神的好意。
Joseph says God intended for good, which means he understood that every suffering has meaning and worth it.
神，约瑟明了一切在患难当中所有吃的苦头，所有的一切的经历，这些都是值得的，是有价值的。
So everything that he's gone through has meaning, has a purpose.
约瑟经由患难，他的心胸宽阔了，学会了一个新的语言和文化。
Through suffering, Joseph became a bigger person, learning a new language and a culture.
他认识了各阶级的人士，学习去处理各样的人事物。
He met different people from different social classes, and learned to manage all kinds of people and things.
他之所以有这样的态度去学习和接纳去融合，是因为他的信心现在是放在神的身上。
The reason why he learned these things was because of his faith in God.
他懂得去交托一切过去的不幸，他不积蓄所有的苦读，他不积怨。反而勇敢地去学习和接纳和接受环境带给他所有的功课。
Therefore, he knows how to entrust all his past sufferings to God and not accumulate bitterness and to bravely accept the lessons that the environment brings to him.
他心中有盼望,
he has hope in his heart.
知道在神看似我们人看起来是没道理的环境下,
He believes God has his goodwill, even though it doesn't make sense sometimes.
他知道这最终是要神要彰显他自己的荣耀在我们身上。
In order to show the glory of God to himself.
弟兄姊妹们, 愿我们知道在患难的环境里, 我们学习一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to learn a lesson.
我们让我们学习不专注我们自己的这种惨痛的负面的遭遇, 然后我们要把我们的眼睛是专注在神的身上, 相信神的安排。
Let us learn to change our inner focus and focus our eyes on God and believe that his plan.
然后带着一个真实的盼望, 知道神正在利用每一个逆境, 正在塑造我们成为神荣耀的一个成品。
And with hope, we know that God is using every adversity to shape us into the finished product of his glory.
让我们一起来学习吧。
Let us learn together.
因为这个学习不容易的。
Because this lesson is not easy.
我们需要彼此鼓励的。
We need to encourage one another.
我也期盼我们再来的这个感恩聚会。
My hope during this Thanksgiving gathering coming up.
当我们每一个人在分享感恩见证的时候,
as we share our thoughts and our thanksgiving.
你我就在同时彼此鼓励, 让我们来在困境当中来学习。
That through adversity that we can come out stronger and that we can encourage one another.
我们在困境当中我们学习感恩。
That we can learn to be grateful.
另外我们必须要知道,
we also need to know.
我们的亲爱的恩主, 他经历过一切人的难处。 他明了我们的痛苦。
That God knows our sufferings and he went through himself.
我们就接下来以底下的回应诗歌来思想, 耶稣都知道。
As we enter into responsive hymn, we know that God knows.
我们可以把一切交托给他。
That we can give all our hope and our trust in him.
我就请我们的Peter弟兄来 放回应诗歌。
Can his brother Peter to play the song.